Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Board of Trustees, and Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the University of Illinois at Chicago. Before I begin with highlights from the dashboard, which is the tradition, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome Dr. Robert Berris, who is with us today. Bob, if you would please stand. Members of the board will be voting on the appointment of Dr. Berris as our new Vice Chancellor of Health Affairs later today. And I hope that Bob is still standing when the numbers are tallied at the end of the day. Now, Bob, you have my vote, which doesn't count in the Board of Trustees, by the way, but you have my vote because Bob has the right academic credentials, the right leadership experience, the character, and the interpersonal skills needed to succeed in this very demanding job that we are asking him to do, and I know that he will succeed. So welcome.
Welcome.
Looking at our dashboard indicators, some of you may have already recognized that there are a new peer and peer aspirant groups for the University of Illinois at Chicago. They are in a stronger alignment, these universities, with our university. These are institutions that are located in urban regions with Carnegie One or AAU status and a medical or healthcare system attached to them. So we work with Dr. Pierre's office to make this change, which we believe will provide better benchmarks for the University of Illinois at Chicago. You all know that universities like to dismiss or to ignore rankings unless, of course, we come on top. And if we look at the most recent U.S. News rankings, I want to brag that UIC undergraduate programs moved up by 20 spots, and it's now ranked 62nd among all public universities in the nation. And many of our colleges and graduate and professional programs rank in the top 20 in the nation. Nursing, public health, pharmacy, dentistry, occupational therapy, physical therapy, urban planning, criminal justice are among them. And our College of Business Administration, a number of our trustees are probably interested in this, continues to be ranked number one in the city of Chicago. These are the ones that they got right. The rest of them were trying to convince them to get them right next time around. Let's talk about enrollments. This fall, we broke our previous enrollment record, welcoming 29,000 students, and we are by a significant margin Chicago's largest university and the second largest university in the state of Illinois, following our sister institution in Urbana-Champaign. With our regional health sciences campuses in Rockford, Peoria, Springfield, Urbana, and Quad Cities, we have a very strong statewide presence consistent with the flagship and land-grant missions that have been assigned. We have increased our undergraduate enrollments, and you will see in the data, by 5%, and we have increased the freshman class by 15%. And this didn't happen by accident. These increases took place because of recruitment and outreach efforts in more than 250 events, and we have more than 22,000 students visiting our visitor centers. To further increase seamless transition opportunities, especially for Chicago area students, we're implementing transfer admission guarantee agreements with various community colleges, and we also announced the UIC Star Scholar Program in partnership with the City Colleges of Chicago. In addition to improving our numbers in terms of enrollments, we expect that these agreements will help us with diversity issues, specifically the number of African-American students at UIC, which remains a critical priority for the institution, and I know for the board as well, and I want to thank several members of the board that they're helping us along these lines. We're also working to complete a strategic enrollment management plan by the end of the year, by the end of the calendar year, to identify capacity and resource requirements as we continue to grow without sacrificing the quality of the student experience, and this is critical. Our five-year graduation rate has been at 60%, and our six-year graduation rate has been at 60%, and the five-year graduation rate for transfers is at 75%. These are stories that have been written in the past. The six-year graduation rate was determined 3, 4, 5 years ago. We are writing the story for the next 6 years right now. And our freshman to sophomore retention rate was at a record high of 82% this fall. So I'm very optimistic about what is going to happen in the future in terms of graduation rate. We continue to upgrade and assess our student success initiatives, an early alert system, and also we're implementing the first year student success initiatives, which are outlined in the report, which make us a national leader among urban serving universities. And there are other nuggets in the report regarding our time to degree for PhD students and the distribution of doctoral degrees. What is not in the report, what is not captured in the report, is a $4 billion on Chicago and Illinois, a $28 million in charity care through our system, 37,000 underserved patients through the Miles Square Health Center, $368 million in research, which put us at par, 40th among public universities, and puts us at par with fine institutions like Colorado, Kansas, Georgia, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Virginia, and Princeton. Princeton is a little bit lower, but they're moving up. They're moving their way up. And of course, what is not in the record, what is not reflected in the report, is our 40-year undefeated record in football. The report also does not capture, Mr. Chairman, our current struggle to maintain excellence and momentum in an external environment of stagnation and uncertainty for the future. How we respond to the current challenge has very real implications for our future, and our board's role is critical. UAC is poised to remain on its current dynamic trajectory, and we need your help and support in certain areas to implement quickly transformational changes that are needed. So welcome to the University of Illinois at Chicago. Welcome to the institution that many of you have heard me calling the University for Chicago. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you. Trustee Quartz, I think you were going to make a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dr. Barish, I understand you have to be whisked off to another meeting shortly. On behalf of the University Healthcare Committee, we want to extend our warm welcome. We're very excited you're here. We look forward to working with you in was unquestionably a very challenging business. Looking forward to great things. And Mr. Chair, in the past, Dr. Barish was also at one time an Air Force flight surgeon, but I hope you won't hold that against him.
Yes, you have lots in common, I understand. Thank you, Dr. Barish. Good luck on your trip back, and we look forward to you being here in January, right? Very good. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is presentation of the financial report. And we always look forward to Vice President Walt Knorr. Walter.